Our sports here on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, and we do have some things to talk about. We will start off first with a pretty major story, and that is a work stoppage in baseball. 26 years ago was the last time that we had to put up with a work stoppage. Well, it's back. Major League Baseball commenced their lockout of the players yesterday after a pair of Wednesday meetings left the league and Major League Baseball players at the impasse that they're at now. The collective bargaining agreement expired at 11:59 p.m. last night, sending the sport into its first stoppage since 1994 and 95. 26 years the peace lasted. Not anymore. And what's been going on has been one of the biggest trading hot stove seasons in a long time, with players inking last-minute deals prior to the expiration of the CBA. The club signed more than $1.7 billion worth of free agents and an additional $500 million in contract extensions. Now that all has to wait until the new bargaining agreement is worked on. And there's very little movement. And I do believe that this will affect the start of the season. Once again, we'll have some sort of makeshift season going on in Major League Baseball when things resume. But oh well. In other sports news, in football, college football, Notre Dame is expected to promote Marcus Freeman. He's an assistant coach right now, to head coach at Notre Dame. And by the way, Brian Kelly's farewell to Notre Dame leaked out in a video, by the way. That whole coaching carousel in college football and the money that's involved is just simply amazing. That's all you can say about it. It's it's amazing. And how about this? The American Football Conference has 12 teams at 500 or better through week 12. 12 teams at 500 or better. NFL's never seen that before. Never, ever, ever seen that before. Well, anyway. And in another college football story, of course, Lincoln Riley is going to USC to coach them. He left Oklahoma. It didn't take long for him to bring in some quality players. He flipped a five-star quarterback to go to USC. Malachi Nelson, who had previously signed with Oklahoma, flipped his commitment to the Sooners to the Trojans. Now, this kid is rated by most networks and most people in the sports as the number five overall recruit in the class of 2003. So it begins. All right, we will take a look now at action in the NBA yesterday. Local teams in action. The Celtics downed the 76ers 88-87 yesterday. Coming up today, the Knicks will play the Bulls. And coming up tomorrow, local action, the Nets take on the Timberwolves. The Celtics take on the Jazz. And on Saturday, the Bulls take on the Nets. And that is the way it looks through Saturday in the NBA. If we go to Sunday, we'll see what local teams are playing on Sunday. And none. I'm amazed at the way the NBA schedule is set up. The teams play a game, and sometimes they take two or three days off. They play another game. I don't know. Let's take a look at hockey in the National Hockey League last night. The Rangers downed the Flyers 4-1. And today, local teams that are playing will be the Bruins taking on the Predators and the New Jersey Devils taking on the Wild. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Shark. The Devils take on the Jets. So that's the way that looks. In standings, once again, we're at the Metropolitan Division, is where all our local teams are. The Capitals are in first place with 33 points. The Hurricanes and the Rangers are tied for second with 31 points each. The Islanders, by the way, are in last place. They only have 12 points. The Devils have 22 points. Now we will go up to the Atlantic Division because that's the division the Bruins play in. The Bruins have 22 points. They are 13 points behind the Toronto Maple Leafs. All right. Now that's what it is. I guess, you know, we can go, you know, we haven't done this in a couple of days. We haven't looked at the standings in the NBA. Once again, the Nets in the East are in first place with a 15-6 record. The Celtics are in eighth with a 12-10 record. And the Knicks are in 10th with an 11-10 record. So that is the way that looks. And the NFL, well, they're rounding into action tonight. It's Thursday night football. The Cowboys at 7-4 go against the Saints at 5-6. The Saints still have to run without their main receiver, without their main running back, and without their starting quarterback. Coming up on Sunday, the Giants at 4-7 take on the Dolphins at 5-7. It's up in the air whether Jones will be at quarterback. He has a strained neck, so we'll see what happens there. The Colts take on the Texans. The Vikings take on the Lions. The Eagles will take on the Jets. And the Cardinals will take on the Bears in more 1 o'clock games. The Chargers against the Bengals. The Buccaneers against the Falcons. 4 o'clock late start games. Jaguars against the Rams. Washington against the Raiders. The Ravens against the Steelers, the 49ers against the Seahawks, and the Broncos against the Chiefs. Monday Night Football next week, the Patriots will take on the Bills. That's an important game. The Patriots are 8-4 and in first place in the East, and the Bills are at 7-4. So if the Patriots win, they'll go to 9-4, and the Bills will go to 7-6, and that will be quite a lead for the Patriots. So the Bills have got to get their act together for next week. Otherwise, they're going to be put in that very, very precarious position. And that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.